From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. At least 32 civilians have been killed in Aleppo in the past 24 hours as Syrian government warplanes and artillery hit rebel-held districts of the city for a second day. The bombardment has damaged two hospitals, a blood bank, and residential buildings in the city's eastern neighborhoods. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad says government troops are fighting to free civilians from what he called terrorists. Meanwhile, Russia said Tuesday that it had launched air attacks targeting extremists in Idlib and Homs province. U.S. President Barack Obama chose Athens, the cradle of the Western-style democracy, to deliver his likely final landmark foreign policy speech on what is his last overseas trip in office, saying the democracy that America upholds and promotes in the world is imperfect, but better than the alternatives.
Our trajectory as a country has been to support the efforts of those who believe in self-governance, who believe in those ideas that began here so many years ago.
Reflecting on his time as president, the U.S. leader said his travels shows him that people everywhere in the world desire dignity and self-determination. The U.S. and South Korea are continuing their efforts to prosecute North Korea for alleged human rights violations. The United Nations official in charge of North Korean human rights and South Korea's foreign minister plan to bring a North Korean human rights resolution before the United Nations Security Council next month. The resolution would refer the North to the International Criminal Court. Human rights groups around the world are condemning Russia's decision to withdraw from the International Criminal Court as an alarming signal of Moscow's retreat from international justice and institutions. The ICC enraged Kremlin last week by issuing a